אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 470.
We are reading from בעל הסולם articles, from the article A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar. We're starting from the paragraph The Reason We Compare. So right reading בעל הסולם articles, the article A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar. Continuing from the paragraph The Reason We Compare. The reason we compare the Creator's thoughts, meaning the secrets of the Torah and the flavors of the Torah, to a rope, is that there are many degrees in the equivalence of form with the Creator. Hence, there are many degrees in the rope in attaining the secrets of the Torah. One's measure of attainment of the secrets of the Torah, of knowing his thoughts, is as the measure of equivalence of form with the Creator. Overall, there are five degrees. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Each of which consists of all of them. Also, each contains five degrees, and each of those contains at least 25 degrees. They are also called worlds. As our sages said, the Creator is destined to grant each righteous 310 worlds. The reason why the degrees of attaining him are called worlds is that the name Olam, world, has two meanings. One, all those who come into that world have the same sensation, and everything that one sees, hears, and feels, all those who come into that world see, hear, and feel as well. Two, all those who come into that hidden world cannot know or attain anything in another world. These two degrees are also found in attainment. One, anyone who has been rewarded with a certain degree knows and attains in it everything that those who came to that degree attained in all the generations that were and that will be. He has common attainment with them as though they are in the same world. Two, all who come to that degree will not be able to know or attain what exists in another degree. It is like this world, they cannot know anything of what exists in the world of truth. This is why the degrees are called worlds. For this reason, those with attainment can compose books and put their attainments in writing in intimations and allegories. They will be understood by all who have been rewarded with the degrees that the books describe, and they have common attainment with them. But those who have not been rewarded with a full measure of the degree, as the authors will not be able to understand their intimations. It is even more so with those who have not been rewarded with any attainment. They will not understand a thing about them since they have no common attainments.
Okay, as usual, we have Kiev 1. I guess the rest got it. Only the guy from Kiev didn't. So, what's going on?
Да, дорогой Раф, вот то, что он здесь пишет, по поводу того, что мы постигаем, сравниваем мысли Творца, то есть...
Yes, dear Raf, what he writes here about us equalizing the thoughts of the Creator. But yesterday, in the task lesson, we spoke about the fact that we don't attain the Rosh, only the Guf. So what does it mean to attain the thoughts of the Creator?
We attain inside us everything that expands from the Creator and enters our vessel of reception according to the equivalence of our vessels with the upper light. We don't attain the upper light, just like in our world. If we attain anything, we attain the material and the way the material inspires us. But what is it inspired from? What does it react to? We don't know. We can measure all kinds of things, but what those things are itself, we don't know. We just measure. Even in our world. Same thing in the spiritual world. I do not attain the upper light. I attain as much as I get inspired from it. I don't attain the Creator. That's why it's called come and see. Creator. Only in such a way. That is our attainment, always. That's why we are created beings, and we will remain created beings. But what we do want to attain is such a level of attainment that it will give us a fulfilling in all our senses, and nothing will be left that we don't attain. That's called dvikut.
Так, а что вот в этом слиянии тогда вот миры, вот эти вот ступени, о которых он пишет здесь?
Inside the dvikut, what is there?
It's the measures of the attainment of the Creator by the created being. But how? According to my inspiration, to my sensation. Let's say electricity passes through some device. And then we have a dial that moves. So I measure something according to that, something that's going through that instrument, that device. But what is going through the device? I don't know. I just know the measurements, the intensities, and nothing but that. Always. The phenomena itself, which is entirely light in the end, I can never attain it. I only attain my response for that light. Also in our world. And in all degrees, we only measure more and more, we feel more and more persistency on what goes on through us, the Neran Chai. Another Neran Chai and another Neran Chai. But not that I know what the light is. I don't know what the Creator is. I attain Him in my vessels and say that it's the measure of love, the measure of awareness, of consideration, of connection, but it's not the Creator and it's not the light. It's only the way I feel it. I interpret it in the phenomena within me. But it doesn't bother us. Just as Bala Sulam says, like I'm not lacking a sixth finger on my palm of my hand, I'm not lacking it, but if I want to reveal anything, if I have a vessel for it, the five fingers, so whatever I receive in them, that fills all of my deficiency, and more than that, I will not feel that there's anything else. Maybe there are more worlds, maybe there are more, I don't know what, but do I have a deficiency for them or no? If I don't, so I don't feel that they exist, and that I'm even drawn to it, everything is only from the person attaining.
А то, что вот мы раскрываем вот в объединении в десятке связь там между.
What we are finding in the connection between us in the ten, the connection between us, love. It's some kind of package of Neran Chai, a certain light.
There is one individual light. It always comes into five vessels, and it's always Neran Chai. There can't be not 10, or not 9, not 11, always 10. A whole vessel and a whole light, even if it's the smallest measure.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Good morning, Rav. In the excerpt we now read, then we read that every Kabbalist that reaches a certain world, then it's the same, he attains the same things as other Kabbalists that have reached the same worlds.
Yeah.
So each one who reaches, writes books, etc., about that same degree. So why do they need to write books if they attain the same things?
He writes it for the others. There's still difference between each one's individual attainment and also those who didn't attain that degree yet.
For those who haven't yet attained, I understand, you can attract the light that reforms.
Yeah.
So they're sharing their impressions from the same worlds?
Sure, look, in music and paintings, it's, you can't measure everything only by height, but also depth. Everyone has their own vessels, their own way they react or be inspired by what they see. That's why each one that reveals adds it to the others until the light of Ein Sof is revealed specifically through the connections between them. Clear?
Clear. Thank you very much.
PT 19. What are the secrets of the Torah? What's the difference between them, Rav? When we start attaining, we'll speak about it.
What are the secrets?
The secrets are revealed in the Rosh, the flavors are revealed in the Guf.
So I need to continue his question, that he said that anyone who has been rewarded with a certain degree, so any other Kabbalist can be in the same degree. Say Rabbi Shimon, for example, he reached a high degree.
When we reveal the degree of Rabbi Shimon and will be integrated in him.
But not at his height, but at my height?
Don't worry, his height too. You have no part from the soul of Adam Rishon that doesn't reach the full connection. Bait Kalelut, integration with the others.
From my 10, you're saying?
Not with the 10, with everybody. I don't know why only with your 10.
With my 10, who else am I working with?
Yeah, but to integrate more with others, don't worry, everything's before you and soon. I'm telling you seriously. Latin 6.
El primer logro en común que hacemos de la decena es una restricción. Este es el primer grado o es un grado.
The first attainment that we have in the 10, that's the restriction. Is that the first degree or is that degree zero, the tzimtzum, the restriction?
The restriction is something that has to happen in the beginning of every action. When we restrict our egoistic attitude towards what we're about to do, that's called the tzimtzum. That's it.
Okay, so we're continuing to read. We've already said that the complete dvikut and complete attainment is divided into 125 degrees overall. Accordingly, prior to the days of the Messiah, it is impossible to be granted all 125 degrees. And there are two differences between the generation of the Messiah and all other generations.
You need to listen to this because we're already in the generation of the Messiah now.
One, that only in the generation of the Messiah is it possible to attain all 125 degrees and in no other generation.
That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is open for everybody with no limitations. It only depends on how we implement what is given to us. Yes?
Two, throughout the generations, those who ascended and were rewarded with dvikut were few. As our sages wrote about the verse, I have found one person in 1,000, where 1,000 enter the room and one comes out to teach. Meaning to dvikut, adhesion, and attainment. But in the generation of the Messiah, each and every one can be rewarded with dvikut, with adhesion, and attainment. As it was said, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. And they will teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. An exception is Rashbi and his generation, the authors of the Zohar, who were granted all 125 degrees in completeness, even though it was prior to the days of the Messiah. It was said about him and his disciples, a sage is preferable to a prophet. Hence, we often find in the Zohar that there will be none like the generation of Rashbi until the generation of the Messiah King. This is why his composition made such a great impression in the world, since the secrets of the Torah in it occupy the levels of all 125 degrees. This is why it is said in the Zohar that the book of Zohar will be revealed only at the end of the days of the Messiah. This is so because we've already said that if the degrees of the examiners are not at the full measure of the degrees of the author, they will not understand his intimations since they do not have a common attainment. Since the degree of the authors of the Zohar is at the full level of the 125 degrees, they cannot be attained prior to the days of the Messiah. It follows that there will be no common attainment with the authors of the Zohar in the generations preceding the days of the Messiah. Hence, the Zohar could not be revealed in the generations before the generation of the Messiah. This is clear proof that our generation has come to the days of the Messiah. We can see that all the interpretations of the book of Zohar before ours did not clarify as much as 10% of the difficult places in the Zohar. Even in the little they did clarify, their words are almost as abstruse as the words of the Zohar itself. But in our generation, we've been rewarded with a Sulam commentary, which is a complete interpretation of all the words of the Zohar. Moreover, not only does it not leave an unclear matter in the whole of the Zohar, without interpreting it, the clarifications are based on a straightforward analysis, which any intermediate examiner can understand. And since the Zohar appeared in our generation, it is a clear proof that we are already in the days of the Messiah at the outset of that generation of which it was said, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
Moscow 7.
Здесь написано, что тысяча входит в комнату и лишь один выходит к свету.
I'd like to ask about the sentence, 1,000 enter the room and one comes out to the teaching or to the light. That's a pretty sad statistic if it will continue.
It always be like that, that many people come, but only the few continue. But the more people come and the more they, and how many come and how many continue, it depends on the generation. You see, we're in a generation that the Creator starts awakening global problems to bring people closer to the question of the meaning of life, and so on. And now more and more people will come closer to it. For now, they're coming close to religion, mysticism, all kinds of things. But just wait. We'll see it. We will see it. The fact that 1,000 go into the room and one goes out to teaching, so that's for now. We see it. We're like a filter. People come, they integrate a bit, they study a bit, they get inspired, and they leave. And then they go to all kinds of other circles, where you have more of a religion, or more mysticism, or all kinds of forms that they can engage in all kinds of things. But only those who understand that there is no choice, we have to be connected in a ten, and from the ten reach the Creator. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. That's how it's revealed. So it's not for everybody. We've seen also lately, we had all kinds of examples that really stood out. And people go through all kinds of states that it's clear to them that in this world there's nothing to do. It's all going into a complete breakup. And still, they can't hold on to the truth, because the truth, you have to calculate above all your personal calculations. And they're not willing to do it. Not willing to. What can you do? And also, he who flaws does it in his own flaws. They look at Baal HaSulam, they look at Rabash, they look at me, and they criticize, including all of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the method and everything. And what can you do? What can you do? You tell me, maybe I'm mistaking somewhere. Where am I mistaking? Tell me where. That they don't say, they just leave. I understand. What can you do? For Rabash, through his life, hundreds.
Yeah.
Also Baal HaSulam. When I asked about it, I asked the Rabash, he said, what can you do? The Torah doesn't go by in your genealogy, and except for desire, you need persistency and a lot of qualities to keep a person on the path. But anything but leave. I'm willing to stay under all the conditions, just don't throw me out. That's it. That's what happens. Because the scrutiny of the inner desire to reach what Baal HaSulam writes here, this is, you need great efforts for this. The main thing is willing to agree, agreeing with everything. What can I do? Nothing else to do. And that's how he remains. And those who don't put any conditions, and sometimes there's a few years that they don't even deal with the wisdom of Kabbalah, but somehow they're around it in dissemination or something, still they come back on the right direction and succeed. Those are the ways of the Creator. What can you do? PT 24.
I hope you can hear me okay.
Go.
To that same question Dennis asked, can you say that, you know, 1,000 enter and one comes out, is that like, can also be interpreted as that we connect as one and we become one?
Also true. Whatever you say, I'm not going to interpret these things. A lot of people come and leave, and those who don't leave, they reach the goal. I'm not afraid of saying it. Each one has to be afraid. Each one has to build a system of connection so he doesn't run away, that his ego won't throw him outside. Yeah. We see this now also. I see according to the faces sometimes I see on the screens, as much as people already have thoughts that they're out. I can see it on people that they're also those. And what can you do? That's the person's choice. And they criticize everything, and they go, and they come back, and they search for excuses, actually. Well, what can you do? We have PT9, quick.
What is the Messiah?
The Messiah is the upper light that comes and pulls. Mashiach comes from the word Moshech, which means to pull. It pulls a person from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That is called the Mashiach, the Messiah. USALA.
You started the lesson by saying the entire work is to take care of the friends, and we need to push and pull them towards the goal. And we are continuing the Rabash night tonight on Wednesday. We're inviting Midwest 10 to connect. How important is Rabash's writings to connect the tens together?
I think this is a great foundation for connection, because there's a lot of light, and it's near us. When we study together, read together, the light can work on us to connect correctly in order to reveal the Creator and the connection between us, and this is great. And good luck, New York too.
Thank you, dear Rav. How do we build and maintain the mutual awe that we are in such a generation as Baal HaSulam describes?
You need to read about it, more materials, and to truly see how from day to day we are more and more in this, that the Creator is showing everybody, all of humanity, that He's taking them to a state that it's just an abyss, a complete abyss, if they don't hold on together, and if they don't hold on to each other, and the wisdom of Kabbalah, and the path, and Him, in the end. That is, we live in a world where everything is already revealed, everything is open, but look at what's going on with us. What beautiful period we have. Okay? Okay, let's let info, Hebrew 10. Hebrew 10 and then info.
Rav, we heard a few things today that recently we're having more and more attraction from the broad audience to mysticism.
Mysticism, all kinds of things. In states of such general blows, people run to religion, mysticism, all kinds of things. It's known. It's we've had things like this, not once.
Yep, the question is, if people that go to mysticism, if our attitude to that is changing, or do we just continue patiently doing our work and they'll come closer or won't come closer?
We, as usual, have to disseminate our method as much, as broad as we can, and whoever comes, comes. Let them come and check if it's good for them or not. And by such a filter, whoever remains will remain. That's it. Because we remain the ones who belong to the Rosh of the soul. And whoever belongs to the Guf of the soul, for them, we need a different Torah. What to do, how to do it, how to exist in such a way. More of a to the masses. That's it. And I see that we already have our friend from the info group.
Yes, this is Igal. He's going to tell us about the holidays.
I thought it's someone from South America. Okay. Yes. Can't hear you.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים.
Good morning Rav, good morning friends. I'm happy to represent the international team that's preparing the World Kli for the convention. So we are preparing for the convention. That the holidays, it's going to be a one big gathering that we'll all feel in a single center. And as a team, we're preparing different activities, inviting everyone to participate. And soon we'll have a Narvut meeting as preparation for the convention. We ask all the tens to prepare for this great thing, for this convention. Also, another thing that's very important is that the tens will do preparation from the technical side, to check with each other that the microphones are working correctly, that everything's working correctly from the technical side, so that we'll be able to ask questions. And we, as a team, will also give a tutorial on how to do it correctly. So we're very excited towards this upcoming convention. Gilad, back to you. Thank you, friends.
Our daily schedule is simple. From 6 to 7.30 p.m., we have our wonderful evening lesson. Everybody's welcome from 6 to 7.30 in the evening. We'll go to a song. This is the night. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own.
People, we are born to love.